Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
For most folks, it's a short week. Government offices opening today through Friday to wrap up 2017. Our agricultural futures market in Chicago, New York, they'll be opening today and will have their normal trading sessions all this week through the close of trade on Friday. Most of our agricultural livestock auction barns are closed this week. They'll be reopening starting next Tuesday, the 2nd of January. Last Friday, before the Christmas holiday weekend, we had several reports out from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, including a cattle on feed report, which was considered somewhat bearish by the trade, including livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel, who said that placement number did surprise 14% over a year ago. U.S. Hog and Pigs report also out, showing 73.2 million head of hogs in this country as of the 1st of December, up 2% from a year ago. Dr. Chris Hurt, Purdue University ag economist, says that the report will not have a major impact on profitability of the hog industry.
I've got profitability for 17 around $5 a head, and that would improve a little bit to around $5 to $8 a head in 2018. So right now I've still got it on the positive side, given anticipation from this report on supplies and what demand we see for next year.
Iowa, the number one hog state in the country, 22.8 million porkers in that state as of December 1. That's up 3% from a year ago. Other top hog inventory states include North Carolina, number 2, the state of Minnesota, number 3, Illinois, number 4, number 5 is Indiana, and then the ninth largest hog-producing state in the country is Oklahoma. Oklahoma is the fifth largest hog state when it comes to sows, 460,000 sows as of December 1, up 2% from a year ago. Texas is the largest increase on a percentage base of sows in this country compared to a year ago, at 140,000 head. Just ahead of them on the number of sows is Kansas, 165,000 sows. Missouri, by the way, is right behind Oklahoma at 450,000 sows. That's up 3% from 1 year ago. So overall, hog numbers looking pretty strong. Looks like pork demand continues to be very solid, both a combination of domestic demand, but also good export demand, helping keep hog profitability there pretty solid as we look into the new year. Two new members from Oklahoma for the Cattlemen's Beef Board for the next 3 years, Jimmy Taylor from Cheyenne and Blaine Arthur from Stillwater. Congratulations. You've got farm news on Ron.
Register now to attend the nation's premier soil health conference January 30th and 31st at the Hyatt Regency and Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. The 2018 No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference features Alan Savory, world-renowned soil health and grazing expert, plus a lineup of industry experts and top-line producers. With over 40 breakout sessions, no-till farmers across the region are sure to find information to make their farms more profitable. Check out the speaker lineup, beginner and advanced events, and register online at www.notill.org.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.